Blog Talk Radio.
The dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled around the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
Welcome to the Shadows
of the Night Zone.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to
the Night Zone.
This is a live event.
There is nothing wrong with your computer. There is nothing wrong with your audio or your video. We are controlling the transmission. For the next hour, and we will control all that you hear. Let me repeat, there is nothing wrong with your computer. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind of the Night Zone. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVDM Tour, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Good evening, everybody. I'm glad you could make it to tonight's show. Tonight we had scheduled Mr. Ed Fleming from the Finding the Truth on UFO organization, but due to scheduling conflicts, Ed is not available, so we will put him back into the guest lineup, and hopefully we can have Ed back real soon. In the meantime, in between times, what a crazy week. I don't know about you people out there in internet land, but this last week has absolutely been insane. The electronics to bring this show to air have all gone on the fritz at one point or another. We've had the computers swept, cleaned, modified, we've had the firewalls reinforced, and we're hoping that's about it. But here we are, in the Night Zone, live on a Tuesday, May the 5th, 2009. You know, the interesting thing about our studio computer issues is we had none of these prior to our show with Mr. Al Kay discussing the Illuminati and the Echelon.
Tonight, in the Shadows of the Night Zone, we explore the global secret societies who have purposely capsized the world economy to impose global world order. Formed in 1771, the Illuminati, a nefarious network of powerful players operating in the shadows to impose global order and prepare for the second coming. The Illuminati exposed next in the Night Zone.
Tonight, we shall be discussing the Illuminati with Mr. Al Kay, and Al Kay will be discussing deeper political implications of the New World Order and secret societies which make up the Illuminati on our VOCR blogtalkradio.com on Monday, March the 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern.
For those who crave political mysteries.
And Mr. Al Kay, author of Awaken the Sleeping Giant, will be with us. The book Awaken the Sleeping Giant delves into the morass of politics. It reveals the powers behind the scenes controlling world affairs and explores global issues not broached by the mainstream media, which is right up the Night Zone's alley. The information in the book affects each and every individual in the world. It talks about organizations, secret societies, super rich families, multinational corporations, and individuals conspiring to control the world. So, are there a nefarious network of powerful players operating behind the scenes to impose an Orwellian global order? Is their secret agenda cloaked in chaos and confusion, a chameleon-like, as they shed one coat and don another to conceal their real deals? The destiny of humanity in the hands of the Illuminati?
Could the Illuminati be preparing Earth for the second coming of Christ? All the Illuminati.
We'll speak to Al Kay about that right after.
outside, it looks like a concrete wedge pounded into a mountain. Walk through the door and cross from a hostile wasteland into a safe house for humanity.
At least we think if there are any big problems on the outside, this is going to survive. Hope that they'll last as long as we could imagine. I don't know what was in the minds of the people who built the pyramids. Maybe they were building to last forever, too. But I can't think of anything that's been built in our lifetime that's been built with this kind of time.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Your host, Colin Knight.
The moment that show aired, that's when the troubles seemed to begin. So, are we being shut down by the Illuminati? Are they trying to slow us down from telling the truth? Could be interesting. And maybe we can have some kind of an answer within the next month or so. Got some great shows lined up for you coming up through the summer. And the fall lineup is looking exceptionally brilliant. We're looking forward to being with you. Of course, in July, we'll be celebrating with one of our affiliate stations, the VOCR, as well as the Terra Firma Politics user group over on the Yahoo service as they celebrate their fifth anniversary. Looking forward to that one. This is the Night Zone. I am Colin Knight. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, Cave Head Emptor, in the shadows of the Night Zone, we explore the global secret societies who have purposely capsized the world economy.
Not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe.
Minds immeasurably superior to ours. Regarded this earth with envious eyes.
Our old friend Paul Dale Roberts. Paul Dale Roberts. David Baker, psychic medium. Phone lines are open.
The great thing about impromptu nights like this, with no specific guest scheduled, is that we get to touch the people. We get to get a little closer to all of you, and we get to talk about what's on our mind. If you do have anything on your mind regarding the paranormal, 347-324-3287. By all means, light up the phone lines, and let's have a chat tonight. This is the Night Zone Live and Unplugged, just for you.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone.
We are fortunate to have multi-level listeners to our show. We have those that come to us live through the blogtalkradio.com system and are listening to us right off their desktop as they surf the internet. To all of you, thank you and welcome to the zone. And then we have those that are on the download system and receive this show after it airs due to time constraints around the world. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate that you are also there. So we have live listeners and we have listeners after the fact in our archive system are equally as important to our show, and we do appreciate you being there. If you would like to get in touch with the show at any time, of course, if it's live, 347-324-3287. But if you are listening after the fact or you choose to send an email, then it's the Night Zone, THEKNIGHTZONE at gmail.com. thenightzone@gmail.com. Or if you would like to send a Twitter, it is Nightzone1.
2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
And indeed, welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. As we go to air tonight, some sad news out of Hollywood. Dom DeLuise, the party actor comedian, whose affordable nature made him a popular character actor for decades with movie and TV audiences, as well as directors and fellow actors, has passed away. He was 75. DeLuise died Monday night, Michael DeLuise told radio station KNX on Tuesday. The comedian died in his sleep after a very, very long illness. So good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Night Zone. As it mentioned in the opening, Ed Fleming was scheduled to be with us tonight. Unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, Ed was unable to make the connection. So tonight we're going to have a look at the brightest and the darkest of the past. And there's lots of it in the Night Zone. We've had lots of great guests over the last 18 months or so, and some that curl your toes, and some that just kind of make you think and look back on exactly what's going on in this world. Before we get into the full ramifications of the Night Zone, stories and information coming out of Pakistan this evening. Apparently, black turban militants are now roaming city streets and seizing buildings in the northwest Pakistan Valley. Thousands of people fled fighting between the Taliban and the troops, and the government said this could lead to an exodus of over 500,000 people. Pakistani government are doing their darndest to hold on to some kind of reins of power, but the reins are slipping out of their hands by the hour. And Western forces are aware, and Western forces are in position if required, I'm quite sure, because the nuclear weaponry of the Pakistan military cannot, will not, and should not get into the hands of the enemy, especially into the hands of the likes of the Taliban.
We have been very fortunate over the last 18 months to have a quality lineup of guests that have come to the show, bringing their special expertise to certain areas of this diamond we call Earth. It is amazing the information that is available on the internet, but more importantly, the guests that we have had to date amazes me with the amount of information that they have to give willingly to others. But we do remind you, in the Night Zone, always
Katie at MTOR.
Many of those guests will be returning guests, of course, and they will be updating us with their whereabouts, updating within their expertise. But one of the guests that always intrigues me
is Mr. John Hogue.
Fascinating conversations I have had with John Hogue.
You know, certain things he wrote in a pamphlet where he clearly not only described in the first volume of the centuries the death of the king by a jousting accident, but he later, a year and a half before it happened, that was several years before, a year and a half before it happened, he wrote a pamphlet on the astrology of the time and basically predicted it. And they looked at it as a triggering point for a civil war between Protestants and Catholics, which was his greatest immediate concern. It shifted around to where he became persecuted for being correct, rather than being just some guy who spouted off prophecies. And I must say from my own experience that I'm not only a scholar, but I think a scholar in this sort of subjective science has to also be a participant to understand the mystery of it. I have noticed since 1999 into 2000 that I've had quite a run of great accuracy in a lot of what I've said in the last 8 years. And I have definitely run into a lot more trouble for it than when I was on again, off again in the 90s.
The Night Zone has been very fortunate over the last 18 months to have a number of great guests join us and give us their insight to what is happening not only in the paranormal world, but in the universe.
And now, just before your show, I only looked up to notice the time to prepare the show because I was engrossed in what is immediately happening, as everybody in this country, in America at least, are fixating on what's going on between Obama and Clinton. There are steps that are being taken that are clearly showing that we are under the imminent threat of war, that Iran is about to be attacked. It all stems from something that that I've been writing about for a year now, a series about the Mars in Cancer phenomenon. It's an astrological phenomenon that it seems in modern U.S. history, whenever a U.S. president does something really stupid militarily and rash and unthought out, is faced with an unexpected crisis that is the sum total of missteps, that this has always happened during a Mars and Cancer transit, which means when Mars is moving through the natal, near the natal position of the sun of the U.S. country, which was born with the sun 13 degrees Cancer. So as it gets close and goes right over that, you can just see it like clockwork. You get the Bay of Pigs in 1961. You get the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. You get the Gulf of Tonkin incident that started the Vietnam War.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
And John was back with us at the beginning of this year with Predictions 2009. I tell you, go to johnhogeprophecy.com and have a look at Predictions 2009. Of course, we discussed with John a number of issues. One of them was his latest work, Nostradamus and the Antichrist, codenamed Mabus. You gotta check that one out.
Please don't say it.
Is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religions of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
From Pause for the Cause, we'll be right back. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. John Hogue of HogueProphecy.com. Predictions 2009. Welcome to the Shadows of the Night Zone.
Yes, John Hogue. Definitely a site worth looking at. HogueProphecy.com. Make sure you go up there and have a look around. As we continue with our investigations of information passed to us through the Night Zone, and a piece of information from a British newspaper, we unraveled quite an interesting story. Apparently, spy chiefs are pressing ahead with secret plans to monitor all internet use and telephone calls in Britain, despite an announcement by Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary. Apparently the GCHQ, the government's eavesdropping center, is developing classified technology to intercept and monitor all emails, websites, and social networking sessions in Britain. The agency will also be able to track telephone calls made over the internet, as well as all phone calls to landlines and mobiles. The £1 billion snooping project, called Mastering the Internet, MTI, will rely on thousands thousands of black box probes being covertly inserted across online infrastructures. Now, this top secret program apparently began to be implemented last year, but its existence has been inadvertently disclosed through a GCHQ job advertisement carried in the computer trade press. Last week, in what appeared to be a concession to privacy campaigners, Smith announced that she was ditching controversial plans for the single Big Brother database to store centrally all communication data in Britain. Grabbing favorable headlines, Smith announced that £2 billion of public money would instead be spent helping private internet and telephone companies retain information for up to 12 months on a separate database. Can you say,
Big Brother, have you locked your doors? Are your windows secured? Are you alone? Welcome to the Night Zone.
Let me take you on a journey to Phoenix, Arizona.
Come on.
UFOs are among us. South Mountain, where the petroglyphs show evidence that the Indians knew all about this. March 13, 1997, the UFOs showed their presence. The Phoenix Lights,
oh,
and it was seen by masses. Still people hating.
Can't hear them, Tor.
The story you are about to hear is true.
There's not much question at all, but there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all. No, for sure we're not. Now, have we been able to identify for sure where the other planets are? No, we have not. Certainly not in our solar system. But they've identified quite a number of planets now that very likely could be life there on planets. I happen to be privileged enough to be in on the fact that we have been visited on this planet. And the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by governments for quite a long time.
In this part of Lincolnshire, the skyline is dotted with huge wind turbines, but today one of them isn't turning. People who live nearby say that it was hit by a UFO. When the sun came up, one of the turbines was bent and broken.
You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com.
KVNMTO.
Phone lines are open 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Jeff Woolwine from petroglyphsinthesky.com. Jeff brings us a very special introspective on what's happening with the Phoenix Lights in the sky. Jeff Woolwine. Make sure you check out that show in our archives or go to petroglyphsinthesky.com. It's a fascinating story. As we go to air tonight, we continue to receive our Twitters and information, which helps us build shows on a weekly basis, not only for the Night Zone, but also the VOCR. Story coming in on my Google tonight. The United Kingdom MI6 agency acknowledged this week that in 2006, it had to scrap a multi-million dollar undercover drug operation after an agent left a memory stick filled with top-secret data on a transit coach. The unidentified female agent left the stick behind in her handbag. Undercover agents and informants were put at risk by the loss of the data, and some had to relocate to protect their lives. Oops. Probably that agent is now a crosswalk guard in some innocuous place in northern England. Now, although the Night Zone avoids like the plague the political wranglings of the world, dangers regarding the nuclear weaponry of Pakistan definitely become front and center in the Night Zone. As the insurgency of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda spreads in Pakistan, senior American officials say they are increasingly concerned about new vulnerabilities for Pakistan's nuclear arsenal, including the potential for militants to snatch a weapon in transport or to insert sympathizers into laboratories or fuel production facilities. Now, this is of a grave concern, not only in Pakistan, but all over the world. Now, we look at our manpower in North America, and we look at the critical infrastructure within North America, our electricity, our water, our sewage plants. our air conditioning systems, our servicing areas. We look at all of the infrastructure that services us on a daily basis, and we must also look at the security of that infrastructure. No longer can we accept the signature on an applicant's application to be valid, verified, and true. We must now background check all who would be within the critical infrastructure to run our nation. And that is a monumental task that Homeland Security in the United States and CSIS in Canada have undertaken to protect and preserve the infrastructure of North America is probably the foundation of our economies. Without the infrastructure, without the power to run our production plants, our offices, our computers, there is no economy. And without that structure, there is no economy. It's just that simple. And we have to understand that we need to go back to the very basics of security and protection and build the infrastructure of protection from the ground up. And it's a terrible state of affairs, but freedom no longer exists as our grandparents or our parents even knew it. We may think that we have the freest society on earth, but our own constraints and our own security requirements are going to tighten up those freedoms. And as you heard in the report a little earlier regarding Britain, they're now going to be monitoring everything incoming and outgoing out of England that have any kind of a signal. And it will be thrown into huge databases. Now, the chances are, much like your tax service, you may have a 1 in 22,000 or a 1 in 200,000 chance of being plucked out of random for a phrase or a statement that you may say, and you may be watched for a while. So if you have a concern about a database creating a file about you on your private cell phone calls or your voice over internet protocols or even those people that get into little kinkier stuff with video cameras and webcams, be warned that that information could be and possibly is being trapped in a database somewhere, creating some form of understanding of who you are as a human being. So there's a great deal of concern as to what is private and what is public. And so far the internet fight has always been that what happens on the internet stays on the internet. Unfortunately, the internet has crossed over into mainstream media and is now driving, for the most part, much of the media. You will find stories breaking on mainstream media that have been floating around either on America First or Terra Firma Politics over at the Yahoo user group for weeks and are finally breaking surface on the mainstream media. We broke a story last week regarding the Georgia military, and not a peep, not a word in the mainstream media. And yet the notice came out today from Tbilisi, Georgia. Georgia said hundreds of rebellious soldiers surrendered on Tuesday after a brief mutiny, but officials backed away from the initial claims that Russia supported the uprising as part of a coup plot. The Interior Ministry at first said it had uncovered a Russian-supported plan to overthrow President Mikhail Saakashvili's government. And so, you know, you have all of this smoke and mirror. Of course, Russia denies any involvement has sent out all of the press secretaries to play that game. But apparently several hundred soldiers and officers at the base had handed over their weapons and surrendered after speaking to Saakashvili, who suggested the force could be used against them. They were bused to another military base for questioning, and armored vehicles were later seen stationed around the Mukhorovani base, and the Interior Ministry said five officers who had fled the base were detained and six were still being sought, while 13 civilians suspect of involvement have been detained. Scientists unveiled on Tuesday what they hope will be one of the world's fastest biofuel vehicles. Now, this vehicle is powered from the waste of chocolate factories and made partly from plant fibers. Its makers hope the racer will go 145 miles per hour and give manufacturers ideas about how to build more ecologically friendly vehicles. The car runs on vegetable oils and chocolate waste that had been turned into biofuel. The steering wheel is made out of a plant-based fibers derived from carrots and other root vegetables, and the seat is built of flax fiber and soybean oil foam. The body is also made of plant fibers. Kind of reminds me of an old Cheech and Chong movie, or maybe I'm just predating myself.
With all of the chaos and mayhem going on around the world, I sometimes wonder what one major nation is thinking about another major nation, and why is it has taken thousands of years for us to still be as confused about each other as we are. Story coming out of Washington through the Associated Press as we go to air. The Pentagon says Chinese ships have again come dangerously close to a U.S. surveillance ship in a possible repeat of an incident 2 months ago. U.S. defense officials said Tuesday that two Chinese vessels approached the submarine hunting USNS Victorious last Friday in the Yellow Sea. The two defense officials spoke, of course, on condition of anonymity, because the incident has not been officially announced by the Pentagon. The officials said the Chinese vessels came to within about 30 meters of the U.S. ship, and the American crew sprayed water from their fire hoses to warn off the Chinese. I thought I was reading a pirate story then. When similar incidents were reported in March, the Americans called it harassment. The Chinese said the Americans were operating illegally inside Chinese exclusive economic zone. Now, for some strange reason, over the last 12 to 14 months, the Chinese military seems to have been creating a great deal of pressure. China's buildup of sea and air military power, funded by a strong economy, appears aimed at the United States of America. This, according to the Joint Chiefs of Staff on Monday. Admiral Michael Mullen said China had the right to meet its security needs, but the buildup would require the United States to work with its Pacific allies to respond to increasing Chinese military capabilities. According to Mullen, they are developing capabilities that are very maritime-focused, maritime and air-focused, and in many ways very much focused on the United States. This, he said at a conference of the Navy League, a non-profit seaman support group in Washington. China in March unveiled its official military budget for 2009 of $70.29 billion, the latest in nearly two decades of double-digit rises in declared defense spending. Now, this does cause concern. As we know more about our world and as we know about our understandings within the universe, it may be time that we take those $70 billion and the United States billions of dollars and every other major country's billions of dollars and turn them back to the population who has paid taxes for those billions of dollars to be paid. It is time to say enough. It is time to turn defense funding into people funding. This isn't socialism, this is just peace. And the billions of dollars that are being spent to cause war on each other is doing no service to any nation.
Welcome to the shadows of the night zone. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KV at MTOR. Time for a pause for the course, and we'll be right back. In September 1977, as a serving soldier at Fort Benning, Georgia, our guest experienced a series of unexplained events which were controlled by the U.S. military. John T. Vasquez experienced what can only be concluded as a military experiment involving off-world beings. And John finally recalled the Fort Benning incident. You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. John T. Vasquez and the Fort Benning incident in the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
And as I said earlier, we have been very, very fortunate with some fabulous guests over the last 18 months, and we look forward to probing their expertise even more. 2010, 2 years away from the famed 2012. And of course, we did some background investigations on Planet X and the Anunnaki, and I had the pleasure of Mr. Tim McHyde from BibleProphecy.com. Tim came to us and explained to us where, when, and how in the Bible does it tell exactly what is happening. And BibleProphecy.com, it's worth looking at, people. Head out there on the website, have a look around.
2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
Another fabulous show, Tim McHyde and the Bible Prophecies. Wow. I tell you, that was definitely a show that opened up my eyes. But so do most of the shows that we have throughout the year. And again, we are very, very fortunate. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to the Night Zone, raw and unplugged. My name is Colin Knight, bringing you the very best of the Night Zone. As we move into the bottom of the hour and clear through, heading for the top of the hour into the final 30, let me just say this, that ladies and gentlemen, the people that are willing to come to the air are very brave. Those that bring their stories to the Night Zone are very brave people. The Night Zone has experienced the wrath of what we presume to be possibly the Illuminati, or someone of their ilk, because since the Illuminati show, I must admit, our technical problems seem to be increasing.
Secret society of Freemasons called the Illuminati, the German Bavarian Illuminati. They were corruptus, novus rosiculum, and that was in 1774 that the Bavarian Illuminati drew up their plans for what they were going to do in America.
All background music and bumps can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists. Awaken, Sleeping Giant. Awaken, Sleeping Giant delves into the morass of politics, reveals the powers behind the scenes controlling world affairs, and explores global issues not broached by the mainstream media. The information in the book affects each and every individual in the world. Organizations, secret societies, super rich families, multinational corporations, and individuals conspiring to control the world. A nefarious network of powerful players are operating behind the scenes to impose an Orwellian global order. Their secret agenda is cloaked in chaos and confusion. Chameleon-like, they shed one coat and don another, just to conceal the real deal. The destiny of humanity is in the hands of the Illuminati. Our guest Al Kay and his book Awaken Sleeping Giants in the Night. The ancient Sumerian text, just in a very broad overview, basically tell us that these Anunnaki came from space and landed on the Earth in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. They began to set up a colony that they called Eden. Phone lines are open, 347-324-3287, 347-324-3287, in the Night Zone. Psychic attacks, astral healing, Nita Hickok, astral healed in the shadows of the Night Zone. Is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVMTO, psychic attacks, astral healing, Nita Hickok, astral healer in the shadows of the Night Zone.
Boy, we had some good guests over the last little while. Nita Hickok, truly enjoyed having Nita with us. It was her second time on the Night Zone. She did a great job and made a lot of friends with a lot of people, had a lot of great feedback regarding that show. In fact, all of the shows that we do, I must admit, the feedback on them is pretty darn decent. You know, we look around the world, and even though it's doom and gloom, sometimes there's something in the news that just kind of makes you smirk. You just have to. For instance, I was not aware that in Sweden there is a legal political party known as the Pirate Party. Apparently there is. But the Pirate Party is all about wanting to reform copyright law, computer file sharing, you know, that kind of stuff. This all came about because of the Pirate Bay incident. But anyway, they become a legal identity. The party was founded in 2006. It won 0.6% of the Swedish vote in the general election last year. The leader of the Pirate Party is Rick Falkvinge. He believes that new Swedish laws allow copyright holders to track down IP numbers of suspected file sharers, that they are the main reason for the sudden popularity, and that there's some legal issues there. It's going to be an interesting fight. We're going to follow that merely because of the copyright law portion of that. But keep your eyes open for the Swedish Pirate Party. That'll be interesting. And another interesting piece of news that kind of slipped under the radar that fits right in with the Night Zone. It is now planned that by 2014, there will be some very highly sensor-equipped towers, supposedly linked by central communication networks along the borders of the United States, in an order to be able to detect tunneling. Because apparently, instead of them going over in the air and going under in the sea, which we've all read about, and muling it over the mountains, they have now decided to dig elaborate tunnels from Mexico to the United States. Some of them have rail lines for small carts to be pulled, to pull sacks and sacks and sacks of drugs. Now, the concern with Homeland Security, obviously, is the drugs. But other than the drugs, if you can move that amount of product, then you can move that amount of people. And if that amount of people can be brought in to the United States of America that easily, then we have a gaping hole in our security systems. So supposedly these highly sensitive monitoring stations that are being built will be able to detect movements or sound under the ground, very much like a seismic monitor. So that'll be interesting. And we have thrown the teasers for months regarding President Barack Obama and his eligibility. Well, that one's coming to a head. We have some information from Occidental College, and we'll be releasing that in the next couple of weeks on a major show. So we're looking forward to taking you down into that area. There's many areas of the night zone where we're focusing our attention on. We have another Planet X update coming up in a couple of weeks. And hopefully as we move into the end of June, beginning of July, we'll be able to set up a few more very special guests that we're working on. I'd like to release their names, but gee whiz, you know, not until it's kind of nailed to the cross, if you know what I mean. But it's going to be a good journey. We're looking forward to it. And we're hoping you will hang with us as we bring these guests forward and introduce their information to you. You know, last week we had Chris Holly, and we were talking about a couple of the stories that Chris had put through her blog. And there was one story there that really caught my fancy. It was the Georgia Guidestones. And you probably heard me going blah, blah, blah about it all last week. But, wow, what a fascinating story.
The Georgia Guidestones were erected in 1980. These pale gray rocks seem to be quietly waiting the end of the world as we know it. Called the Georgia Guidestones, this monument is a mystery. Nobody knows exactly who commissioned it or why. The only clues to its origin are on a nearby plaque on the ground, which gives the dimensions and explains a series of intricate notches and holes that correspond to the movements of the sun and the stars, and their guides themselves, directives carved into rock. These instructions appear in 8 languages, ranging from English to Swahili, and reflect a peculiar New Age ideology, some very vaguely eugenic, guide production wisely, improve fitness and diversity, others prescribe standard-issue hippie mysticisms, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite, the Georgia Guidestones.
And in fact, the Georgia Guidestones. And what a fantastic piece of work. If you get the chance, just type in Chris Holly. I'll go to Blogspot and have a look at Chris Holly's blog. Absolutely fabulous. Some great stories through there. And we'll be bringing more of those stories through into the Night Zone as they happen, as fast as Chris gets them written. Then we can get onto it. You know, looking back at the chocolate car, I got to say that those scientists at the University of Warwick, they claim that it's the fastest to run on biofuels, and also that it's made, the only one made from biodegradable materials. It's being built to Formula 3 specifications and about the car's size, weight, and performance, but it's supposedly going to reach over 145 miles per hour. It has been tested on a racetrack, and it will be tested again in a few weeks' time. They've had the vehicle up to 60 miles an hour, and they're making the final adjustments to the engine before driving it to top speed. I'm just wondering, if it crashes and burns, will you get that smell of chocolate in the air? Because I don't know if I'd be safe driving around in a chocolate biofuel car. What do you think about that? Huh? So, we look at the world and look at all of the things that are changing quickly in the world, the strife and concerns regarding the Middle East, the Pakistan issue, and the terrorism, and the possibility that the Pakistani nuclear weapons are not as secure as they should be. And then we look at the quatrains of Nostradamus, and we read through the transcriptions of the Mayans and the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Nephilim, and we start to make the connections that the next 3 years will probably be the most difficult years that mankind, as we know it, have had on Earth. It seems that difficult times are ahead, as prophesized, but I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I think those that are aware and make themselves aware will do far better than those that bury their head in the sand. And I think when you look at the information that is available from all of the guests that we bring to you on the Night Zone, and you see the similarities and the patterns between the information that they are supplying and the information they are attempting to get you to understand and accept, when you look at the gathering of that information, there is a central focus point, that there is a shift in time. There is something happening. And people are becoming very agitated. We see every day in the newspaper now that a man kills his wife and children, or somebody goes on a rampage for being fired, or a school problem, or a college or a university problem. Somebody cracks and takes a few people with them. We are seeing this popping up all around the world as some people have told me the vibration of man changes as we go out of harmony through a kind of a shift of vibration until we reach the new ending, if you will, until we reach the true ages of Aquarius, as John Hogue would tell you. But, you know, science as we know it is not perfect. We make mistakes.
The magnetic field. It literally flips every 11 years, releasing a shockwave of radiation. And that means we have to start to think about reinforcing our satellites, building redundant systems, as it means that GPS, the power grid, weather satellites, communication satellites, satellite television, all of that could get disrupted, peaking around 2020.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam. Yeah, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost at the end of the show with 7 minutes remaining. But, it's possible that we could be looking at all of the war and strife on Earth, and in a blink of an eye of the sun, it could be all over. We pour billions and trillions of dollars at injuring each other on this planet, yet in a millisecond of a natural occurrence in the universe, the Earth could end. And we spend nickels in comparison to the volumes of dollars that we spend in military spending, to the theory and the science of space and what to do about it. We just do not look in the true terms that man is capable of. After 2,000 years, we are still beating each other about the head and shoulders with sticks. We have still not learned how to live in harmony and peace.
All background music and bumps can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists.
You are listening to BlogTalkRadio.com.
Yes, BlogTalkRadio.com, the carrier for tonight's Night Zone show. They're doing a heck of a job out there, I got to tell you. But we look at all of the information that all of our guests bring to us, and the common denominator is something is coming. Some say it is spiritual, some say it is extraterrestrial, some say that it is terrestrial, and that Mother Earth is about to shake us up like fleas on a dog. Others believe in the reincarnation and the second coming, and that God, whatever they conceive God to be, will send his chosen one back down to repopulate the earth and call earth to peace, taking the earth away from the devil and putting it back in the hands of God for another 2,000 years, if you follow the legends and the Bibles. Whatever it is that's coming, it's coming. And no matter how we kick and scream and make a noise about it, it isn't going to change. Even if every country on earth today made a conscious decision that they would look to the heavens for information, it would take a minimum of 10 years for the programs to be in place of any magnitude that would do our society any good. And unfortunately, according to many, we just don't have 10 years. So where do we go from here? Do we bury our head in the sand and pretend that 2012 might actually have some reality to it? Do we forget that 2012 could be a possibility, that Nostradamus wasn't a lunatic, and that many of the other philosophers that have claimed Mayans, the Nephilim, the Anunnaki, the Planet X? What if all is possible? What if there is a time shift? What if there is a dimensional shift, a dimensional change in our being, a vibrational change? What if? What if? I'll leave you with that question tonight. You've all been good. Good night. Hey, Night Zoners. Got a minute? I'm sure we all know someone who is experiencing difficult times during this recession, either with unemployment or financial problems or in relationships. I have friends like that. I would like to remind you that we are all in this together. So if you have friends experiencing hardships, support them with your advice. If you have acquaintances who are having rough times, nurture them with your friendship. Show them kindness. If you have family members who are having difficulties, show them your love. And if you have people in your life who have almost given up, throw them a lifeline of kindness. Remember the golden rule, but for the grace of God, go I. Blessings upon your household. Until then, next time we meet, God bless.
You are in the Night Zone on BlogTalkRadio.com. Production in association with BlogTalkRadio.com.